Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's proposed cuts to the Pentagon's budget is aimed at reshaping the military post-Afghanistan. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports many are taking a wait-and-see approach, while some lawmakers are gearing up to fight it.
These recommendations will adapt and reshape our defense enterprise so that we can continue to protecting this nation's security in an era of unprecedented uncertainty and change.
Hagel said this is the first such spending plan to fully reflect the end of the combat mission in Afghanistan and the transition from the last 13 years of war, the longest conflict in U.S. history.
We are repositioning to focus on the strategic challenges and opportunities that will define our future. New technologies, new centers of power, and a world that is growing more volatile, more unpredictable, and in some instances, more threatening to the United States. The choices ahead will define our defense institutions for the years to come.
The Army would draw down to around 445,000 troops, the lowest mark since 1940. Hagel cites an updated defense that builds on President Obama's 2012 defense strategic guidance.
To fulfill the strategy, DOD will continue to shift its operational focus and forces to the Asia Pacific, sustain commitments to key allies and partners in the Middle East and Europe, maintain engagement in other regions, and continue to aggressively pursue global terrorist networks.
The Marine Corps would shrink from 190,000 to 182,000. The Navy would remove half of its cruisers for upgrading, and the Air Force would retire its fleet of A-10 Warthogs and the U-2 spy plane. Those moves and a proposed reduction to the National Guard are expected to draw some opposition in Congress.
Very disappointed that the Obama administration is once again going after the Department of Defense.
Congressman Jeff Miller sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
For some reason, they don't realize that the world situation has changed very little, and the United States cannot afford to have our in-strength numbers drawn down to the numbers that are pre-World War II.
Miller warned that the Republican-controlled House is going to push back on Hagel's proposals and push back strong.
We've had several meetings on it, and we've talked about $500 billion worth of cuts that were taken a couple of years ago. Then sequester kicked in. For the next 9 years, the Defense Department is going to be faced with the sequester cuts. So we have got to find a way to replace those cuts with other offsets.
The proposed cuts also contain a new round of base realignment and closure, BRAC, in 2017, involving domestic military installations, while noting that Congress has rejected such requests in recent years.
Let's don't forget what number one this country is, and that's the defense of our country.
Santa Rosa County Commissioner Don Salter has been involved in the purchase of property adjacent to NAS Whiting Field to ward off encroachment, a major factor in BRAC decisions. The latest acquisition, 490 acres, was announced earlier this month.
Anytime you can protect and enhance the mission or missions of your military base, that automatically makes you more competitive in any future round of base closure or downsizing. The main mission at Whiting Field is aviation, so it's important that we protect clear zones in airspace.
The acquisitions began about a dozen years ago following a joint land use study that led to the inception of Whiting Field's encroachment prevention plan.
We identified about 25,000 acres, and we quickly became known as the Navy's model for encroachment prevention and mission enhancement.
Under the proposed spending plan, the Navy would keep its 11 aircraft carriers on active duty. And Salter says when it comes to the future of Whiting Field, those flat tops are key.
Those bases are the feeder, the pipelines to those carriers. So as long as we don't get into severe cuts of the number of carriers, then I don't anticipate a large cut at NAS Whiting Field.
Also listed, military pay raises, higher fees for health care benefits, and less generous housing allowances. Congressman Jeff Miller, who also chairs the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, didn't name any specific areas for offsetting cuts in Pentagon spending. But he did say that there are hundreds of federal programs that are duplicative, inefficient, and unmeasured.
We're going through that process right now within the VA committee and looking at all of the VA budget, $150 billion a year, and making sure that the money that's being spent is being spent wisely. The veterans expect timely decisions on their disability claims, timely appointments with their physicians, and they expect their health care to be second to none.
Also meeting resistance in Congress is a proposal to transfer all Apache Attack helicopters, which are used exclusively in combat, from the Army National Guard to the regular Army. In return, the Army would transfer to the Guard Black Hawk choppers, which can be used for transport and other domestic missions. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.